Insider Brief. Qant has appointed former IBM executive Joerg Behrend as Vice President Hardware to lead development of its next generations of photonic processors. Behrend will oversee work spanning chip technology, processor architecture, and production readiness of Qant's native processing units, NPUs. His appointment is the fifth leadership addition at Qant within 12 months as the company expands its photonic computing operations across Stuttgart and Austin. Press release, Qant, a leading provider of photonic processors for energy-efficient high-performance computing and artificial intelligence, is strengthening its leadership team with the addition of Joerg Behrend, who joined the company as Vice President Hardware. In this role, he will be responsible for advancing the next generations of Qant's photonic processors, from the underlying chip technology and processor architecture through to production readiness of the native processing units, NPUs. Behrend reports to CTO Bruno Spruth and works across Qant Stuttgart and Austin, Texas, sites. Behrend's technical background spans processor development, high-performance computing, and parallel and distributed systems. Joerg Behrend brings more than two decades of experience in developing processor and system technologies. Most recently, he served as Senior Software Engineering Manager at IBM, where he led development teams at the intersection of hardware and software. His technical background spans processor development, high-performance computing, and parallel and distributed systems. At IBM, he most recently served as senior manager for IBM Quantum at IBM Research and AMP. Development in Böblingen, where he was responsible for several R&D departments with up to 30 employees, focusing on cloud backend development, compilers, tooling, and runtime engineering for quantum computing, a role at the intersection of quantum hardware and software. Photonic processors are running in data centers today. The harder part starts now, building them reproducibly at volume and across multiple generations, says Dr. Michael Furch, founder and CEO of Qant. Throughout his career, Joerg Behrend has seen what that takes, engineering hardware and software together until the result is a system a data center can rely on. That discipline is what separates a working prototype from a product. For two decades, I have worked on systems that all ran into the same ceiling in the end. Energy per operation, says Joerg Behrend. Photonics moves that ceiling rather than managing it. What drew me to Qant is how rare the assignment is, shaping an entirely new class of processor across multiple generations, from architecture through to operation in the data center. The US market determines how quickly a new computing architecture gains traction, says Bruno Spruth, CTO of Qant and head of the Austin office. Qant is developing an entirely new class of processors. This requires leaders who can guide complex, cross-location teams through uncharted technical territory, especially as we expand to keep pace with the dynamic growth in the US. With Joerg Behrend, we've been able to bring on board the perfect candidate for us. Behrend is the fifth leadership position Qant has filled within 12 months. In early 2026, Utz Bakker, previously IBM, joined as Vice President Software and Lars Bach as Vice President Operations. In April, Michael Kruger, previously Intel, joined as Vice President Commercials, and Bruno Spruth, previously IBM, as Chief Technology Officer, who also leads the US headquarters in Austin, Texas. The leadership team now combines experience from IBM, Intel, and semiconductor manufacturing, as the company moves from technology developer to product supplier. Qant's photonic systems are in use at, among others, the Leibniz Supercomputing Center, the Jülich Supercomputing Center, Forschungszentrum Jülich, and IONOS.